You're listening to Stateside. I'm Lester Graham, and for Cynthia Canty. Roads and schools are dominating the conversation about Governor Whitmer's first proposed budget. But Kevin Fisher says there's another issue that's also in need of immediate attention: mental health. Fisher is the executive director of the Michigan chapter of the National Alliance on Mental Illness, and he recently sat down with Stateside Cindy Canty.
So what's your reaction to Governor Whitmer's first budget when it comes to addressing mental health issues in our state?
So respectfully, I understand there are many issues that need to be addressed here in Michigan. My concern is that mental health care can't go to the back page. We spend $2.6 billion on public behavioral health care in the state of Michigan. We know that 300,000 people receive services. We know that that's only about half the people who need to receive services. And so mental health care is always talked about only after some tragic event. And quite frankly, and I know this is not the politically correct way to say it, we talk about it until we bury the body, and then we move on as if nothing has happened until the next tragedy. Being proactive and providing the best system of behavioral health care that we can will save lives, improve the quality of life, save money. We need to get ahead of it. Michigan's suicide rate is higher than the national average. We need to get in front of this, and it's a win-win-win all the way down the road if we do.
You use that term back burner. Does it feel as though mental health was on the back burner?
It does, and it constantly feels that way. And I don't like to say it this way, but we only talk about behavioral health care when there's some tragic event. And everybody talks about doing something, but we don't.
There is $2.2 million to help offset the backlog at the Center for Forensic Psychiatry, which is where people charged with crimes get mental health assessments. What else were you hoping to see from the governor in this first budget? What would be your priorities?
You know, budget aside, because I know the budget's a tough deal, I would have liked to have seen her at least acknowledge the fact that mental health care is an issue for her administration. For example, the day that she delivered her State of the State address, I believe it was the night before, the former legal aide for Governor Schneider died by suicide the night before. That same morning, I received a call from my affiliate in Traverse City begging me to come and help bring resources to Grand Traverse Township, because in the small city of Kingsley, Michigan, they experienced their third suicide in only 8 months in a population that's only 1,500 people. We can't ignore that. We just simply can't. And so I would say, yes, we need funds. And yes, the $2 million that's going toward the Forensic Center is welcome, but we need much more than that. And I'm simply asking for the governor to at least make it public that mental health care is on her radar.
How would you describe your thoughts on the current state of the mental health system and access to mental health care in our state?
It's such a tough question now because of what's going on with 298. So Section 298 of Governor Schneider's, I believe it was the 2016 proposed budget, he proposed to completely privatize our public behavioral health system.
And turn over control to private health plans.
Exactly. And we've opposed that primarily because the private health plans don't have a good track record with delivering behavioral health care to folks who live with mild to moderate mental health diagnosis. So to turn over the entire system, including people who have severe and persistent, just doesn't make sense. That would be like me turning my investment portfolio over to my child who I know doesn't understand money. And then so you're aware, for about 18 months, there was a 298 work group that was put together because the legislature, and I applaud them at the time for having the foresight to say, we don't really even understand our public system. So we put together a work group of people that started at 130 people and was pared down to 40, which I was able to participate on. And they said, you come to us and provide us recommendations for how we should move forward with our system. Well, we did that.
You were working with the lieutenant, with former Lieutenant Governor Brian Kelly on
correct.
This. Yes.
And so after about 18 months, we put forth recommendations that quite frankly appeared to have gone ignored. And the next announcement we heard was that we're going to move forward with the privatization, or at least the market test for the privatization. without any explanation for what thought went into that process or anything. So what's going on now is they moved forward, I would say haphazardly, with the pilot test. And the pilot tests have been put on hold for a year. They were supposed to start last spring. Then we pushed it back to October of 2018. Now it's pushed out to October of 2019. And we don't even know if it's going to happen then because, quite frankly, they move forward to do this without a plan of how to execute it.
Just that we want it. What I hear you say is they want to do it, but the how to get there hasn't been.
We want to do it. We don't know how we want to do it. And again, with no explanation with why we decided to move it that way.
And we know that the health plans argued they could manage the system more efficiently.
Exactly. But we're talking about human lives. The health plans are great at managing administrative costs and those kinds of things. But the fact of the matter is, to yield the best outcomes, yes, the public system can reduce some of its administrative costs. But overall, to improve the quality of life and to save money throughout the system over the life of the system, we believe that the system is better off being maintained in the public domain and not going to the private sector.
Kevin Fisher, do you have a sense of just where Governor Whitmer stands on privatization?
The only impression I have is during the campaign, our office sent out a questionnaire to all of the gubernatorial candidates. And if I remember correctly, the response we received from her team was that the governor at the time, the candidate, agreed that she believed that the system should maintain control in the public sector, even though she said that she believed that there was some opportunity or benefit for the public and private sector to work together, which we're not opposed to. We just need to know what that looks like.
And you haven't been able to get really anything, or you haven't heard anything beyond that?
No. And again, that's my concern and the concern of not only the advocacy community, but the people who receive services. Her silence on mental health care is deafening right now, and we don't want this to get pushed to the back of the agenda, to the back burner.
We think that, you know, certainly we're all talking about education and we're all talking about the roads. And rightfully, many would argue is these are two issues of great need. You acknowledged that right as we began. What do you think, Kevin, it will take for mental health to rise to the level of roads or education in our public discussions of how to best spend our tax dollars?
The shame of it all is, historically, it is a tragic event that always brings mental health to the front page. And it's sad that we allow it to happen that way. And I hope that the governor and her administration won't allow that to happen, because, again, we're looking for an explanation or an understanding of where this is in her administration and her list of priorities and what we're going to do about it. And I'll give you a real quick example, because I was thinking on the way over. You know, I watched her State of the State address, and she actually mentioned a young man who went to high school with my children, Mitchell Kiefer, who was killed in a distracted driving accident on I-96. And distracted driving absolutely needs to be dealt with. But here's my concern. In the best numbers I could find is 2017, there were 60 distracted driving fatalities in the state of Michigan. That same year, there were 1,400 suicides. And these deaths are preventable. And all we need to do is eliminate the stigma by getting out in front of this. I was watching television earlier today. There's a ad for the State Department of Health and Human Services has an ad for gambling addiction. I've never seen one about mental health care. I've never seen one about suicide prevention. So where is our voice on mental health care and suicide prevention?
Kevin Fisher, Executive Director of the Michigan Chapter of the National Alliance on Mental Illness. Kevin, thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you again for having us.
We reached out to Governor Whitmer's office for comment on the 298 work group changes approved by Governor Snyder that would privatize the Medicaid mental health system. A spokesperson for the governor said a statement that reads in part, quote, "If we are going to strengthen our healthcare system, we must be innovative in our thinking and improve how we provide services. The administration is working with the healthcare community to make sure we provide high-quality services and reduce costs in the most patient-focused ways possible," end quote. You can find the full statement at michiganradio.org.